Our guest in the cafe this morning is Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review. Cindy, good morning.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
Well, doing grand, and you have brought a guest with you this morning.
I have. I brought the president of the Delta County Chamber of Commerce, Cheryl Cash.
Cheryl, welcome to the Blacklands Cafe.
Thank you, John Mark.
You have some recent ribbon cuttings that have taken place that the Chamber has conducted in Cooper and Delta County?
Yes, we have. In the last in the last month, we have done ribbon cutting at the Pilgrim's Pride Farms cotton gin.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yes, it was. And most recently, Fat Boys Barbecue.
Fat Boys Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And they were in the news also here recently. How did that come about?
Yeah, they were in the news. They were in the Comfort Foods. They were listed in the Texas
highways.
Yes. We did a story on them as well as the Burger Grind in Silver Spring. So they've been very excited. They also were in the magazine, you know, and it's been passed around so people can know about their publicity of how they've been ranked. So.
Texas Highways Magazine is a big deal.
It is.
I mean, there's a lot of
statewide.
People. Absolutely. So. And a lot of people get that magazine. So that's fantastic if you can, and quite an honor.
Yes, it is.
To be named in that magazine. So that's a recent restaurant that has opened, or they just recently joined the chamber?
They just recently joined the chamber.
I see. But they've been around for a while then.
They've been in downtown Cooper for about a year and a half, maybe two.
Well, not that long then. Still
long.
Relatively recent. Okay. Christmas parade, I know you're getting ready for that, and that's not too far off now.
That's correct. December the 5th, and our theme this year is Star Spangled Hero Christmas. And we are honoring our first responders.
Good.
And
that's a Saturday, is that correct?
Correct.
Saturday, December 5th. Daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime. Lineup will begin at 5 o'clock down in the Cooper City Park, and the parade will actually start at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Is the Christmas parade helpful in promoting holiday shopping in Cooper and Delta County, or is it just something fun and kind of traditional to have?
It's just a tradition and a lot of fun. In addition to the parade this year, the fire department and the sheriff's department is doing their red and blue Santa event immediately following the parade at the Civic Center. And
price of admission is one toy, and you can get chili or stew, and they'll have a series of competitive events as well. So
why red and blue Santa?
Red for the fire department, blue for...
Ah.
Yeah.
Two Santas?
Well, we're kind of small. We don't have a whole lot of either, so...
Two Santas, no waiting? Is that
That's
how it works?
Right. Cheryl, talk to us about what all you've accomplished so far with the chamber, what we've done.
And the reason that this question comes up is that Cheryl's tenure as chamber president is about to come to an end.
That's correct.
Which we're very, very sad about. And if she tries to pass me the gavel, I'm going to pass it right back.
Thank you, Cindy. You're too kind. Actually, this year has been a very, very busy year for us. In addition to our events like the banquet and the county fair and Chigger Fest and now the parade, we have been doing remodeling on our building. And my board and I decided that it was time we put the chamber office and the infamous Miss Gracie Young up in the front where people could find her.
Our
when
lovely
they came.
90-year-old lady. She's 4 foot tall and spry as can be.
Ball of fire. So we remodeled that office and moved her up there, even though she was kicking and screaming all of the way. And now our old offices, we are remodeling those and hope to have a tenant move into that space about the 1st of December.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review, and also Cheryl Cash, who's the Delta County Chamber of Commerce president. Cindy, before we're done, tell me about this cleanup task force that's getting started in Delta County.
A committee task force that they've started at the last Delta County Chamber or last Delta County Commissioner's Court, I should say, and they are looking to help, you know, maybe help unburden a little bit of like the sheriff's office in the city and the county to maybe, you know, create and instill a sense of pride in the community and, you know, help people that with the abandoned homes get those things tore down, you know, junk in the yard. They're really working to do maybe a dumpsters in the precincts and looking for representatives from each of the precincts. Right now, they're still looking for one for Precinct 2, but they have representatives to help, you know, kind of bind everybody together and make everybody really help clean it up. So
this will be a volunteer sort of
yes.
operation?
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Absolutely.
This morning.
Thank
and
you.
Cheryl, you too.
Thank you.
Cheryl Cash with the Delta County Chamber of Commerce and Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.